Sif Peis. We started doing the Sif, right? We didn't finish it. Okay. So we're dealing with a case of Chatzah, which is Nifritz, either be Maloya, so the whole one side is missing, or more than Esther, and hopefully more than 10, and it's adjacent to Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. So, welcome to Mechitza, and I can see the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, which will caramelize Kishuv Chatzah. Okay, we've never to Karen Zobis, if that which broke off is in the corner, so even though it's less than 10, people don't make doors across the corner, so we don't look at it as a pasach. So it's considered a pirtza. If it's part, it's also.
So when it says the corner, it means on both sides, right? Not just one side of the corner.
Yeah. Okay. So then, if the person has a resource, can buy a shenifritz pekaren zavis. If the house, the house has to be enclosed also. If you would have an opening on one side of the house, theoretically, which is to be considered large enough to consider a pirtza, so it would be a problem. So a corner is a pirtza. If part of the house broke down at a corner, they didn't have this fancy architecture where you put your door across the corner, so they consider that a pirtza. Yes, sir. If a nifritz gama keirui, achanisha balach, so does also. But there's a din of pitagi yervisoysa. So even if I'm missing the walls on the two sides, but if the roof is still jutting out over the space at a corner, just the walls for them, but not the roof, so the roof will act as the walls through the rule of pitagi yervisoysa. But if the roof fell down also, so now the roof, instead of coming to a square corner, is cut off at an angle. It's nisher belachson, so now it's also. I will pierce a shade of b'keren zavis, but by the house, because it has a roof, see, even if you have a wall which is missing, and it's the size of a pirtza, which means it's more than 10. Since not in the corner, arena be pitikur yarvasoysim, filibur yarsim yasser. Even though it's more than 10, you'll say pitikur yarvasoysim. But who shall have pitikur mashupa? This is only if the roof is not coming down at a slant. The roof is flat. Because if it's coming down mashupa, like a pad, we don't consider that a pad. Hagav yeshomrim the beinan gam kein beruchav hakeirui arba tvachim. So the proof the din of pitagi yervisoysim that it means has to be at least a depth of 4 tvachim to it. So theoretically, if you would have, we had the case before of the a doorway, into the gino, and it had a roof over the door, over the opening, that roof has to be at least 4 tefachim deep to be able to say pitagi yervisoysim. Rein pitagi yervisoysim afilu b'shtei mechitzes. We can accept pitagi yervisoysim even on two sides. If the two walls which touch each other like an L, so then the other two walls you can say particularly representative. But if the two walls which are sholem are parallel to each other, not perpendicular and adjacent, but are parallel to each other, so you don't say particularly representative on the two other sides. Because it looks like basically it's an open it has a flow through space to go through. Okay, talk to Mr. Baruch. A lot of information here, okay. So the first thing which we said was a case where you have a chotzer, which is adjacent to Shazur Rabim, and the wall which it shares with Shazur Rabim didn't appear to, either because you lost the whole wall, even if it was less than 10 amas, or if you lost an area of more than 10 amas, even if it's not the whole wall, or it fell down in a corner. So any one of those situations, that's considered a pirtza. And now the chotzer is part of the shesurabim, and the chotzer which is part of the shesurabim, you cannot carry in the chotzer. So we deal with what the Shulchan Aruch is adding is the area where the wall was prior, before the wall fell down. The status of that wall is like a carmelis. It's called Tzidur Shesurabim. Mokam HaMachitza Nidim for Tzidur Shesurabim. Tzidur Shesurabim Ba'alma Nikro. So what was Tzidur Shesurabim in the classical sense? Kishamamidim Avonim Gedolus, they put on the running along the side of the Shesurabim, they put large stones. Excuse me, Oshinoitzim Yesedus Samach L'Kaisel. So you'd have it many times, you would have a wall which was running parallel to the Shesurabim, and there is traffic with wagons, etc., going through the Shesurabim. When there's a concern that the traffic, these wagons, etc., would eventually bang into the walls and damage the walls. So they put something in front of the walls, which were blocked, the wagons couldn't reach all the way until the wall, where the walls were. So they put stones, they put these posts, which would prevent the corners, the wagons, from getting near the walls. So the area belongs to Rabim still. It's made for walking there, etc. But you cannot access there with these large animals, wagons, etc. So they won't be rubbing against the walls. So that space between where the stones were and the wall is was Nikra Sidra Shasarabin. The Nikra Carmel is, it got a lot of status of a Carmel because it ended up being not part of the regular flow of traffic, because the people would go in the middle with the regular flow of traffic. So since it lost its function of being the primary part of the Shasarabin where the regular flow of traffic is, it gets the Nikra Carmel. Which means, so you cannot carry from Tzidei Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. So now we're taking it a step further. Daf Binyanein over here as well. Over here, there's nothing blocking the access from the place where the wall was, and is no longer there. There's nothing between the wall and the Rosh Hashanah. And so therefore, there's no Hefzik bin Echot Rosh Hashanah. So people could easily walk in that space where the wall was once upon a time. However, it does not upgrade to be Rosh Hashanah. It's only considered Tzidur Rosh Hashanah, which is a Carmelis. And also the Talmud Mimokim Zeh L'chutz Shur Rosh Hashanah. In Carmelis Samach L'chotzer, however, if what's next to the Chotzer was not a Rosh Hashanah, but was a Carmelis, Motzer, you can carry from where the wall was to the Carmelis. The Carmelis can be Talmud. Rosh Hashanah Shalonu Yesh L'Hachim. But instead of arguing that nowadays we don't have Rosh Hashanah, it's only a caramel, isn't it? If it's mutz of the carry from this place where the walls were, which is a caramel, to the Shazram, which nowadays only has the name of caramel. So she and mutter. No, you should be machmer. And the Mishnah said before that many shitas hold that we do a Shazram as manazah as well, even though we don't have the traffic of 600,000. Okay. The simplest understanding of why it's only Siddur Shasurabim is because if this is the Chatzar and here's the Shasurabim, so this wall is here and this wall is here, here's the house in the back, here's the wall which is adjacent to the Shasurabim, so even though this wall has fallen down, but there's still this wall here and this wall here, so a person who's walking in the flow of the Shasurabim, he has to like turn over to the side to walk in this area and then turn out again. So we had this idea before. That makes it that's not the primary place where people are going to walk. It's only called Siddur Shasurabim, which is a caramelist. That's the poshut reason. There's a place which is mashma, a little more than that, but that's workable for us for now.
What's Siddur Shasurabim? What's not the primary place where people are going to walk?
You missed the whole Mishavur, right?
No.
So what do you not understand? The case over here is there's a chatzar next to Shusarab and this wall fell down. So you said the status of the place where the wall was is get to Siddur Shusarab. The same way in a classical case of Rosh Hashanah, and there was some a volume or you say there's there to protect the walls. I mean, that, like explain the Mishabura, like you understood it, right?
Yes.
So what? I'm not sure what you're confused about.
Last thing you were showing, where you said there were little bits of wall coming out.
Saying the chutz are still here. Here's the house. Here's the Shazarab. This is a wall. This is a wall. This is a wall. Here's the flow of traffic of the Shazarab. Yep.
Yeah.
Now this wall falls down. But there's still this wall and this wall. So if I'm walking along the Shazarab, I'm going here. I have to turn to go to that space, walk along, and I have to turn back and go to the Shazarab because otherwise I'm going to smash into a wall. Right?
Yes.
So it comes out that even though it's immediately next to Rishon Sarabim, there's nothing in between it and Rishon Sarabim. I could easily walk there, but it's not a primary place of traffic because very short, I have to sort of access it for a short period of time and then I have to leave it. So it's not going to be the primary flow of traffic even after the wall falls down. So it only gets a sentence of Sidei Rishon Sarabim, not Rishon Sarabim itself. Or what the Shulchan Aruch is addressing is, well, now that the wall fell down, arguably, so now if people are walking, they'll have a little more space to walk, because they'll shift over a little bit, then they'll walk in that space, and now it becomes part of the Rishon Sarabim. That's what we could have argued. So that's not true. We're coming to say that's incorrect. Don't think that since the Rishon Sarabim are walking like this, now they have a little more space to walk here. You know, that's now becomes Rishon Sarabim. So this place where the wall was, the chutzner itself, they can't go on the people's chutzner. It still belongs to the person. It's still private. So that's a karma. That we understand. Right? You can't carry on the chutzner because it doesn't have a wall anymore, but it's not Rishon Sarabim. But where the wall was, which was right next to Rishon Sarabim, that wall now is where people walk. So it's Rishon Sarabim. No, it's not. It's only Siddur Rishon Sarabim. Yeah?
Yes.
Got it?
I apologize. Yeah. Can I ask a question?
Oh, Dr. Cook?
Yeah.
You're saying the wall fell down and therefore it's part of the Reshus Rabim. But you still have two walls in the back of the house, essentially being the third wall. What would happen if you simply put up a string, the same way that we would make like almost like an Eruv, if you put a string across from this wall to this wall, would that halachically create a wall and therefore it would still be a chatzar that he could carry in, or no?
Can you be matter it with just the Tzuras HaPesach? Is your question?
Essentially, yes.
So the answer is yes. You could put a Tzuras HaPesach there, yes. Okay. So the Tzuras HaRabim gets a halacha of Carmelis. Kemosha Hu HaChatzer. Now, what does that mean? Kemosha Hu HaChatzer, just like the Chatzer. But Salomer, Kamosha Chotzer Gufa, Shem Carmelis Aleha, Machla Shu Paritz Beruch Revius. The Chotzer gets a din of a Carmelis that you can't carry there because it's lacking a wall. Kenu Gam Ken Mokam Mechitzah. So the place where the wall was gets the same status. Instead of Lameda Miloshin Zeshne Devorim. Echon, the Chotzer is also the Talta Kim Sechar Bahamas. So you cannot carry in the Chotzer any more than four Hamas. But you could carry from where the wall was to where into the chotzer, because they're both the carmelis. You can carry from a carmelis to carmelis. So that allows you to carry that situation. So that allows you to carry that situation. Okay.
No, I don't only carry four. Oh, Dr. Shaw.
I'm not following this din 100%. The mice are, there's three walls in the chatzah. Still, just the fourth wall is missing. So in a case where there's three walls, like most Rishonim, not like the Rambam, but most Rishonim, three walls, Midrash is a Reshus HaYochid. It's a Reshus HaYochid that you cannot carry in, because we require Midrabanan that has to have four walls. The Midrash is a Reshus HaYochid. So we're going to give it a din like a Carmelis. So what he means over here is, then the Chor, what he means to say, when he says that's considered a Carmelis, shame Carmelis aleha machlis shuparis beruch vi, is it's not the same type of Carmelis. One is a case of Reshus HaYochid, which Chazal asked carrying in there like a Carmelis, like we had before the Karfif case. It's really enclosed, but since it's so large, you can't carry there. And then you have someone which is a bona fide Carmelis. It has no, the Makam HaMechitza is a bona fide Carmelis. It has no, nothing, it doesn't have walls. So then, we said before that these two types of Carmelis you can carry from one to the other. But the Lashon Kemoshu HaChatzer is Carmelis like the Chatzer. It's not really Carmelis like the Chatzer. It's a different type of Carmelis. So Lashon over here, I'm not understanding how to
present. It's a different type of Carmelis?
The average case of Carmelis, it has no walls, and it's not a Reshus HaYochid deraisa. It's a Malkum Patur deraisa. It's not a Reshus HaYochid. It's not enclosed. Not a Reshus HaRabim. It's not made for gathering or for walking. So it's a park. Minaraisa, a park is nothing. So I came along and said, we're going to ask her and give it to them a Carmelis. That's one type of Carmelis. Another type of Carmelis we have, let's say we have an area which has walls around it. Valid halachic walls, but it's not made for living, and it's such a large area, because all of a sudden you can't carry them. The Karfif case. It's more than Beis Hasayim, it's not a hook of the Dira, even though it has machitzas, you can't carry them. So we give it a din like a Carmelis, that you can't carry more than Dalat Hamas. But Midrash is Reshus HaYochid. So now can I carry from Carmelis A to Carmelis B within Dalat Hamas? So the answer is yes. Even though really you're carrying from a Carmelis to Reshus HaYochid, which normally is awesome. But over here it's Mutter. Why? Because once you give the name, both of the name Carmelis, you cannot say carrying from one to the other. Oh, that's too confusing. Like people would then assume that, well, if it can't carry this, it's just a yachid that I can carry inside the karfif. Now you can't carry the karfif. Well, it's a karmelis, so why can't I carry it to there? So he said, you know what, you could carry from one karmelis to the other. So we're also, the chotzer has three walls still. So the chotzer is really the Rishos Yachad Raisa. But you can't carry him. One, you can't carry because it's porous in the Ruch of East. It's totally porous. The Makam HaMechitza is a karmelis. It has no walls. It was the wall of the chotzer, but now it's not there anymore. And now it's not part of the regular chotzer. So it's a karmelis. That's a karmelis karmelis. So you're carrying from the Shosayach karmelis to the karmelis karmelis and say it's okay within the Alaramis. I get that. The halach I get. The lashon kemoshuch that the makom mechitza is a karmelis just like the chotzer is a kemoshuch hua chotzer. Just like the chotzer. I don't know what that means, just like the chotzer. So the Sharetzion said something which addresses that in your Dalet. I'm not sure what he means. And I see that there's I have a marmalkin to something over here. He says it again later on. And I'll talk about it over there. Okay, that's not helpful. But Tom came in the porch Maruba. The reason why it's considered it's also to be metaltal.
Because of this big breach.
1 second. No, it's going on the next. Sorry, it's going on the next. It's going on the next Mishapura. Fine. Okay. Good. Over there makes sense. Over here doesn't make any sense. Great. Okay.
Can I ask another question?
Yeah.
If this person, you just called this area. Even it's got essentially two walls, the back of the house. There's a breach in the fourth wall, and you're still saying that midoraisa it is a makam yachid, right? It's a private, essentially residence. Would anybody be allowed to even? You said people could walk in here because the walls open, but quote unquote, should they be walking there? It's still considered a place of a yachid. It's not public property. Why would people be allowed to walk there, even though they could physically? There's no barrier.
You're asking a chash mishra question. You're right. You're asking. Dini moment is. It's not their property. They shouldn't be walking there.
Yeah, maybe they'll walk there. They'll trample on some on something he has growing there, or who knows what. Maybe they'll destroy his property that he may have there.
So the case, if what I said was that the people are going to be walking where the wall was, not right. In the chotzer. In the chotzer, they're not going to be walking because that belongs to the person privately. The place where the wall was, he was never even mishtamish there. So there was a wall there. Couldn't do anything there. Right? So now there's no wall. The wall fell down. So people will be walking where the wall was. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. Right? So there's no hakpada than walking where the wall was because he had no yishtamshus in that makom. Dimer belongs to him. But practically he had never had any usage out of it that he's giving up usage now by having people walk there.
But maybe he is using it for whatever reason right now. Maybe he put up his string and people are walking there and tearing down or.
Well, then they shouldn't walk there. Once he put a string there, it's enclosed.
But they have it. Never
mind. Right. Okay. Never office. Now let's say the pirtza of the chotzer was in the corner. Chalamish pirtza ochla b'shtei haksolim shel chotzer b'sayfun seitzel zeh. It took away two corners, the walls which came together, mm-hmm. A little bit of the wall on the north side, a little bit of the wall on the east side. So that wall where they came together, it took away both of those. That pierce knocked both of those down, and now you're left with nothing on two sides. Okay. Now, Mashvei Gemara, the Mapirta Nasa B'Sharmer Kemeshalak Solon. If it didn't happen in the corner, it happened anywhere else in the wall. I feel the whole mistake, Solon, even though it happened in two different walls. The two walls now have a pirtza in them. Kol Shemim B'Kol Pirtza Yosemi Aser Amos. Each one is measured independently for a total of 10 Amos. Shori, that's going to be Mutter. Now, so what do you do about the following scenario? So in other words, we don't make an aggregate total of pirtza and say, listen, There's a din that you need Ayman Maruba Laparitz. Right? You have to have more enclosed area over open area to be considered enclosed. There's a rule of you need Ayman Maruba Laparitz. You need the majority, the part which is standing has to be greater than that which is open. So even though there's no one individual space which is considered a pirtza, because it doesn't meet the criteria of pirtza, because it's not a full wall, or because it's not ten amos, people will make doorways, access points. So it's not considered just a pirtza. That's on one hand. On the other hand, you might get a situation where you have aggregates of parts meruba. If let's say you have some of the walls are longer, some of the walls are shorter. So I could theoretically have an opening which is in wall A, which is 9.5 amos long. That wall being 13 amos to start with. So you have 2 amos on one side, 2 amos on the other side, right? And you have 9 amos open in the middle. So that's 4 against 9. The other walls are only 4 or 5 amos to start with, right? So that's another 4 and another 4. So that's 4 and 4. That's 12 against 9. There's more. And now, the other side also, you have this big pirtza. Right? 2 walls. I don't have a problem with 2 walls having a pirtza, as long as it's less than 10 amos. Well, the other side also would have a pirtza, which is it's 13 amos long, and it's 9 amos. And there's a pirtza of 9 amos. So now you have 16 amos standing, and you have 18 amas open. So you have Horitz Meruba, even though there's no one Pirtza which meets the criteria of a Pirtza. Mm-hmm. What happens over there? So Zakti Mishabura, but we do an aggregate over here, issue. So if the total areas which are open are ports meruba, so then even though no one opening meets the criteria of a pirtza, that's going to undermine the validity of your enclosure. Now,
what is he saying?
Now take a look at the see in your dollar.
I don't know who explained it. She a pirtza who b'shtei kuslim. You could even have it in one and still have parutz meruba omeid.
Well, okay, but let's see what the Mishavur says. The Sharatian says, "Vatam kimin the parts meruba nisbalta lo emid legabe kimin nishmechatz elik shnei ksolim vein shame rishus yachad ala." So it comes along. The Mishavur says that our math was wrong. We don't add up aggregate from wall to wall. We look at each wall separately. But each wall separately, I have to figure out is it parts meruba or emid meruba.
Oh, okay.
So I say, you know, my north wall and my south wall are still intact. They're 4 amos long, and they're fine. Okay. My east wall and my south and my west wall, each one was 13 amos long to start with, and there's 9 amos open and there's 4 amos closed. So what happens is, I don't add it all up and say, wait, we don't have any walls here. I have 2 walls. Mm-hmm. I have the north wall and the south wall, but the east wall and the west wall, each one is parts meruba. Is like parts meruba is mavatul the shame oimid for anything on that side. So it's kilo, it's par, it's totally in 2 sides.
So that's okay.
So now I don't have 4 walls; I only have 2 walls. So that's what happens. Okay, we will. There is a shita which says that you add up. All the walls together for parts meruba, but most of the shanim understand that you look at each wall separately. Okay. So, but if the opening is less than it's Ayman Meruba, so everything is fine except if it's in the corner. So if the 2 walls which are adjacent to each other, the 2 walls which are adjacent to each other, both of them fall off at that end. So now you have a pirtza, which has a din of a pirtza, even though it's less than 10 amos long, and that's not, and the ayman is meruba, doesn't help me because that corner is missing.
So it knocks out 2 walls.
So that knocks out 2 walls. Okay? So this is a problem, even if it's a pachas me'asar amos. Pachas me'asara. That should be pachas me'asar. The reason why an opening doesn't bother us, because we look at it as a doorway. If it's not a certain size, it's not a broken thing, it's an access point, which is normal. You have access points into places, you have doorways. Okay, but Chazal say the Pesach of Karen's obviously of the inshi. It wasn't normal to put, they didn't have modern architecture, like we said before, that you put your doorway across the corner. You would put, people would put it in the middle of a side, not in the corner like that. Okay.
So I saw my question. Why is Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Ches? Why does he say it's Davka? Lahaki Asur Kshapirta Hu Bishtei Kos Selling. Is that because if we look at each wall individually, you knock out one wall, really, you still have three walls, and that's still technically good? What does he mean by that?
So when you have three walls, we didn't require, there's no requirement of the fourth wall. When you have three full walls, the fourth wall can have a parts merubah. Because the same way if you have a chutzar and you put something on the one side, it's marked to the whole thing. So it's also that sufficient. They weren't by parts merubah. Mm-hmm. They weren't bothered by that. The requirement of the fourth wall is never going to be bothered by the problem of parts merubah. It's only when you have two walls, then you have a problem of parts merubah.
And so three, well, the case with the three was, well, one wall was totally knocked out that we were just talking about before. That's because it was totally knocked out. Is that right?
Right. Or you'd have a piritza more than 10, which by definition is a piritza. But if it's not the full wall and it's less than 10, even though it's parts merubah, mm-hmm. like in our scenario, the length of the wall was 13 and nine numbers are open. So the nine numbers open is not a piritza. Mm-hmm. It's a pesach. And you have two amas left on each side. It's only two amas. It's parts of Ruba. Doesn't bother us in that situation. Okay. Now, with Afghan Pirza Amin and Kane, that issue of Pirza, where we have a problem, Pesach B'Karen Zub is Loyav Dianchi. Now, Avon Moses Surah Pesach. B'Kosh Kenim Os Sashtem Azuzuz Umash of Mamish, B'Vadi Shem Pesach Olav Ashur. If you actually build a doorway there, so you're introducing modern architecture to the time of Chazal, right? You put a doorway across at an angle. So the mice is a doorway. You put two uprights and a cross beam, you made a doorway. So I did a source of Pesach. Also good. But that which we're giving a din of a Pesach to something which is an opening without any type of enclosure at all, that doesn't work when it's just an open area across the corner. Am I making sense? Yeah?
What do you mean something which isn't any type of enclosure at all?
Back to my scenario, right? You have wall 1, 2, 3, 4. Shusarab. Yeah? This part of the wall falls down.
Yes.
I measure it 7 amas long. What's all of?
Not parts.
Not parts. What's that opening called?
Pesach.
Pesach, right? So we can call it a Pesach, right?
Aleph.
Okay. Yeah. Good. Now I say, you know, okay, what happens over here? This wall falls down, and this wall falls down here in the corner. What's the halacha?
It is a Pesach.
It's a Pesach. Good. Why? Because you don't make a Pesach over here. People don't make Pesach like that. Wall ends here, and this is your Pesach. That's not a Pesach. That's a breakage. Now I go and I build a doorway. I put it upright, I put a cross beam and another upright. Well, it's what? Because I put a Pesach there. You told me you don't put Pesachs there. So if you tell me it's not called a Pesach, then I would say it is called a Pesach. So when you actually build a Pesach, it's called a Pesach. But that which we give a halacha, an opening gets a din of a Pesach, as long as it's not too large, it's called a Pesach. That halacha, without any enclosure, just an opening alone is okay. That's not true in a corner. But you actually build a Pesach, it's fine. So you can put a Tzuras Pesach there, or you could put, even Kolshkin, if you built an actual doorway there, so fine. I said a slant, you put your doorway, okay, so what? But you can't make the halacha concept that any open space, if it's not too large, is called a pesach. That can't be true at an angle across the right. Okay. So then it's also yud. We start with him. Oh, your appears to pachas me'ama ein lahachmir. Prima. Okay, my brother, the Kaddish of the Rashba Matsasi. The Mishloisha Tawach about Arbo, Sri Chashne Lechayayim. In Hoya Arbo, in Lehechra, Shima Tena, Mi Arbo. So, the Prima Gadim says if the opening is very small, we don't look at that as a Pirtsa. So he says, he sees the shear of that as being a Pachas Mayam. Now, we're going to see later on. In general, that's not the shear. In general, the shear is, you know, up to three is loving. We'll see certain cases, up to four, people would make small access points of up to four tefachim. And that's not considered a pirtza either. So up to four tefachim can be matarit without building it. But he brings over here from the Rashba, he says, in that situation, you need to the chayayim. The way you're going to remaster it, you're going to give it the way you're matter a chotzer, which is open all the way on the fourth side, is by putting two. A chotzer is not mutter with one lechi. Lechi is a heter and a mavi. A chotzer is mutter with a chayayim. You don't need to search the pesach. You need the chayayim. The same way we said, if you have two pieces of the wall left, that's okay. Because it's like two lechayim, like putting two lechis there, which is good. So we're going to say this small opening like this across the corner, if you put a lechi here and a lechi there, that's good enough. So it's a chotzer. So it needs some type of tikkun. Less than three, it's lovin. From three to four, I say two lechayim. And more than that, I say, I'm sorry, this is a pirtza and it's not acceptable.
Then you would need to raise a pesach.
Then you would need to build it up or to raise a pesach, something like that. Fine. Ayin Shem. Now, right. And you're measuring across the angle. So I measure from here to here. If this is less than, if this is four tefachim or less, I can put a lechi there and a lechi there, and I'm fine. I'm measuring across what, the area which I'm, because that's where the walls are. Fine. Okay, so that's the case of the chotzer. Then we said, then we moved on to the case of abayas. Okay. Now we have the same thing when we discuss the case of abayas. Abayas, which is nifrat, okay, abayas and nifrat. Klomer, the Lord Tema, sheni abayas double pisha ein lahater machas pesach neishu kikaren zavis. Malchem ika mishum pitikra shagavay yerbesayim. Kashlon the pamim lekem mishum pitikra farish echidami. So pitikra yerbesayim will solve the bias's problem, but now depends on how it played out. That's what we're discussing. The bias is a separate conversation from that of the Pesach, of the Chatzar, because of we're going to use this as a way to discuss the limitations of Bitikri Arbisaisa. So that's by the bias. Okay, let's hold it here. Okay.